This is Vectis Radio.
For the people, by the people.
There's no stage. There's no door. But we called it stage door anyway.
It's time for the island's best events guide, brought to you in association with whatsonwhite.com.
Oh, it's good to be back, stage door, on a lovely sunny Monday afternoon with my good mate, Graham Craig.
Hello.
Hello, Graham. It's good to be back, isn't it?
Oh, it's wonderful.
It's been a long time, hasn't
it? Yeah, I've missed it. I truly have missed it.
Have you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you not been sleeping well because you've missed it so much?
Oh, no, I've been on medication, I've had shakes, all sorts.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, not really.
Oh, okay. No, neither have I really. But speaking of missing things, I've missed it because I've been on holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, since I've been on holiday and got back yesterday, mm-hmm, looking bronzed, as you can tell, why don't we just have a little chat about holidays and favourite holiday places, like best place ever to go for a holiday. Have you got a favourite?
What, so we're talking about places we've been or places we'd like to go?
Well, either. Either, Graham.
Okay.
It doesn't really matter what I say, because you'll just say anything anyway.
Whatever I want.
Yeah.
Do you know, I would love to go to Rome and Venice.
Would you?
Yeah, those are the top two on my kind of list.
Okay. Why?
Of places.
Why?
Because, I don't know, they've just got so much. Venice is kind of like, you know, the canal system and going on the canals and, you know, and it's old, and so's Rome, and it's got all the old Roman theatres.
Well, they've got canals in Birmingham, haven't they?
Yeah, it's not quite the same, though, is it? With, you know, all right, mate, want an ice cream, as opposed to, you know.
So one cornetto.
Absolutely, yeah, you can't do that, you know.
No. Just, doesn't sound the same in Birmingham, does
no,
it?
No, it doesn't, no. So, I mean, I'd like to go there. We're kind of a family that, like, you know, a bit of culture, walking around museums and all that sort of stuff. We're not really beachy people.
No, no. So Rome and Venice.
Mm.
What about one of these quirky holidays that seem to be all the rage now? I did a little bit of research, and apparently one of the most popular ones is staying in a yurt.
Yeah.
Y-U-R-T, yeah. Yurt. I thought it was what you had for breakfast. But apparently it's a round tent made from skins.
Mm-hmm.
Used by nomads in the steppes of Central Asia. But now, not anymore. Mm. I mean, they might still do it, but now you could stay in one in freshwater.
So it's a tent, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a round tent.
Yeah. Although I say we're kind of like, you know, we're not tenty people. My wife,
tenty people.
Yeah,
all right.
Camping people.
Okay,
we're not kind of in that vein. We're going with, you know, it's mainly down to my wife. I would do it at a flash, but I'd want sort of I'd want a pristine toilet block. If you know what I mean? It's the humming after a few days I can't abide, and you know, sort of, are we having baked beans again? Because we can't cook anything else.
Yeah.
You know, but I'd, my wife wouldn't put up with yurts and stuff.
Because
they don't keep out spiders.
That's true. But they call it glamping, so maybe they're a better class of spider.
Could be.
You know, sort of refined, sophisticated spiders.
Yeah.
That don't actually come too near, you know.
Like, it comes in with like a scarf on or something.
Yeah,
like
they
that,
keep a respectful distance.
Mm, mm.
Yeah, but anyway,
you haven't sold that one to me.
No, but the other one I found, which is really off the wall.
Oh yeah,
is called Sichuan. Sichuan. It's in China,
mm-hmm,
and apparently there's a hotel there where every picture on the wall is a panda. Every stick of furniture is covered with fabric with pandas on it,
mm-hmm,
and the punchline is, all the staff dress as pandas. Now, wouldn't you want to go there for a holiday?
That
be
is,
honest.
That is just It'd be the sort of thing I'd want to go for like a few hours to just to see how much I could actually put up with it. That is extremely off the wall, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. But the one I want to do, really, although there's loads and go on forever, but have you heard about that giraffe hotel?
No.
Where, oh, it's lovely. Well, we've got giraffes running wild in the grounds, and they open the windows, so when you're sitting there for your breakfast in the morning, a dirty great giraffe will stick its head in through the window and expect to be fed. And it's true. Yeah, I've seen the pictures of it. I really want to go. Can you imagine? Get off my Weetabix. Yeah.
That sounds pretty cool.
It does, yeah. I'd do that. You'd go for that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Share your breakfast with a giraffe.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, anyway, well. I went to Malta. Have you ever been there?
No, I haven't been to Malta. That would be on my... bucket list.
Yeah, I like that. There's loads of history there. History. Yeah. Stayed in Valletta, the capital. Lots of historic buildings. Buses you can get around easily as well.
Yeah,
I liked it. And it was really just sunny and dry every single day, which means you don't have to take much to wear, do you? Because you just wear the same stuff. Wring it out in the sea. Wring out your socks. Yeah, no, we really enjoyed it. And are you going away this year?
I don't know, because I'm just about to start another business.
We'll talk about that next
think
time.
I think my time might be sort of ultra consumed.
Okay, anyway, you can't have a holiday because of Mondays. You have to be here, don't
absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. But I'll tell you, I am looking forward to the new Asda opening. That will be a bit like a holiday, won't it?
Will it?
Yeah.
How?
That new road layout.
Oh, yeah.
Transport links. You know, the remodelled roundabout.
What, you mean more traffic lights and roundabouts and crossings? Yeah, the ones that are going to hold everybody up.
A different shop and, I'm so looking forward to
another supermarket. Yeah, fantastic. I wonder how big is it going to be? Is it going to be like massive like Tesco in Ryde? Is it going to be that size? Do you know?
No. I mean, looking at the pictures, somebody's flown one of those drones over and
Graham is now impersonating a drone because he couldn't find the word. So
I have to do the movement in order to fight. It's like spiders. I have to do that across the desk. They've flown a drone over.
Yeah.
And it looks pretty big. It's an odd layout to the, you know, when you sort of sit there and you go, what are they doing with that road? It seems like it's going to snake around the whole car park before you actually get into the car park.
Yeah, and it's all raised up, isn't it? When you get that roundabout, it looks like they're building a hill just to put the supermarket on, don't they?
Yeah.
It's really odd.
And there's a petrol station going to go in there somewhere as well, but...
Blimey. Oh, well. Anyway. That's opening in August.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely.
Missed the festivals and stuff then, wouldn't they?
Yeah. Shame.
Missed a trick there, Asda.
I know. Speaking of festivals and events, how about that for a link?
So slick. So slick.
Oh, yes. Over to you, Graham, from What's on White for What's on White.
Okay. Well, the Royal Shakespeare Live Event Cinema is on Wednesday 24th. They're doing Antony and Cleopatra. It's 12A. That's at Cineworld. In the theatres, An Evening of Mediumship with TV psychic Tony Stockwell. Mediumship.
Is that where we say, I knew that was coming up?
No, what I should have done was gone, there's a message coming through, Oh, it's An Evening of Mediumship with TV psychic Tony Stockwell. Hang on, let me guess, it's on the 24th of May at Shanklin Theatre. There you go, that's the message. That's come through.
Yeah.
You're Only Young Twice, which is an hilarious comedy by Ron Aldridge. That's on, starts from Saturday the 27th and is on till Tuesday the 30th of May, also at Shanklin Theatre. Count Arthur Strong. Now, he's back on TV.
Yes.
This listing's been on for months, so, of course, I put this listing on some time ago. And I didn't realise he'd been a TV show before, so, looking forward to doing that one.
Yeah.
The Sound of Mucus. He's on Wednesday, 31st of May, at Shanklin. Blake, live music. Friday, 26th of May, at Medina Theatre Newport. Decades of Decibels, Saturday, 27th of May at Ventnor Winter Gardens. Live music at Rilston Gardens. Now, Rilston Gardens, do you know where that is?
Yeah, Shanklin, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little park just beyond the old village.
Yeah.
And they've got a band, they've got a ready-made sort of amphitheatre type thing. And they have music on there.
I know, it's lovely there.
And it's great. They've got chairs and stuff out the front you can rent. You can rent them for £1 or you can take your own or a picnic blanket and sit and still enjoy the music. They have brass bands, military bands, bit of salsa this year.
Yeah.
They've got some youth bands and they've got some visiting bands from over on the mainland. So it's on almost every weekend, apart from if it's raining. So if the weather looks a bit inclement, do check. And they do some midweek stuff as well. So this Sunday and Bank Holiday Monday, they've got Chiltern Music Academy and they've got Lucid on the Lawn.
Okay.
So that's, and they both start at 3 p.m. And just to wind up, I Love White Food Market. This is a proper foodie market that started up. It's quite new, but it's growing each time. It's on the last Saturday of each month in the car park at Brading. They got fresh veg, cakes, fudge, vegan food, fish dumplings, locally made gluten free ice cream, chutneys, and loads more. It seems to get bigger each time they do it. And so that's definitely worth a visit.
Yep.
That's on this Saturday.
Okay.
From 9, 10 o'clock, I think it is. And then we've got some more great stuff coming up in June. Newport Jazz Weekend starts next week, next Thursday. Old Gaffers is next week. Mondo Mix Festival. Maria Kesselman. Wall of Floyd. Fleetwood Back. Loads of stuff. And Rhythm Tree. And
wow.
It's just, you know, June is sort of starting to get busier now, isn't it?
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, fantastic. So many events, aren't there?
It's absolutely. And there's loads more on whatsonwhite.com.
Well said.
Have we not got a closing jingle?
Oh, don't start.
www.vectusradio.com.